at his corner chop suey. I wrote that myself. I used to sit on the back steps and write a half a dozen numbers and go down and sell them. about $10 a piece so we could cabaret at night. I'm not thinking about the day he could have been getting royalties and things. And they just buy them all. They didn't know what to do with them themselves, you know, just unpublished numbers. So we made a lack of a solo out of this corner chop suey. So what would you like to hear that? How about swinging corner chop suey for the gas station? Chop suey. You know, I never told you the difference between a cornet and a trumpet. You see, the cornet's a little shorter than a trumpet, which sound the same. But the time I was playing in the symphony orchestra with Erskine Tate, he one day asked me to change from the cornet to the trumpet. Said, not that they don't sound good and all that, but it's just they don't look the same sitting in a symphony orchestra and I'm sitting there with a little cornet beside the trumpets, you know? So I changed and I liked it better. I think it was more mellow tone, see? Cornet's all right in a brass band and just playing Dixieland, a fella that want to be stamped as just a jazz player or something like that, but we were tried to be musicians that all around. That's why I proved I could play in this symphony orchestra. And after the picture was over, they'd go into a hot number, like Spanish Shawl or Panama or anything. That's where I shine, you know? And I learn a lot about classical music on Sundays. A certain member in the orchestra would play a solo. And when you come to my time, I express myself in the Cavalier Rusticana, the intermezzo. And we change shows there twice a week, pictures. And when we change pictures, we change overtures. And if I play that solo Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, probably the first 4 days, there was a lot of cats would come there to hear me miss that note, and I never would. Cats get mad, you know.